Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends, live. The 13th day of May, 2010. It is Thursday. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and the quickening is upon us. The information coming out, the world developments that are unfolding on a daily basis are just incredible. It was Lenin, the evil genius, that said that there are times in history when more happens in a week than happens in a year, when more happens in a year than happened in 100 years. And that is what is happening right now. So much is going on. Look at this headline. Gates Foundation researches nanoparticle vaccines triggered by sweat. This is from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Why is that a top story? Well, I'm going to cover it later. Because governments and corporations are moving, and no doubt already testing, vaccines engineered into pharmacological food, crops like rice and corn and maize and wheat, alfalfa, soybeans, engineering mosquitoes to deliver vaccines, vaccines that can actually go in and engage in nanotech-level viral brain damage. It's being promoted as if it's good. You're going to feel much better soon. You're not going to have any more pesky thoughts anymore. You'll learn to serve the government. We're approaching the point where they won't even have to forcibly inoculate you. You will just simply suddenly be a mind-numbed zombie. And I'm telling you, that's the next phase. They are going to move with it. Yeah, it's science fiction. It's 2010, boys and girls. It's real. This is what we're facing as a society. Obviously, I'm going to go over Kagan, anti-gun, anti-free speech. I actually went to the University of Chicago Law Review. I didn't just believe the hundreds of quotes from her papers that I saw on CNS News, AP, Bloomberg, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I actually went and did Control-F searches on the university papers and government papers themselves. I don't have to read her, how many pages is this? I don't have to read her 400-page University of Chicago Law Review paper, or another University of Chicago Law Review paper, 125 pages long. I can just go in and control F the quotes that are out there and check them for myself, and lo and behold, they're there and more. She wants your guns. She wants your private property. She believes that there should be no free speech, that the government decides what you can and can't say preemptively, on record. And that's why there's just endless fawning in the media. It doesn't matter if she's never been a judge. It doesn't matter if she doesn't have any judicial experience. She's a thug. She's a Goldman Sachs employee. She's a Larry Summers protege. She's a Cash Sunstein apprentice. She's anti-America. She's anti-liberty. She's anti-freedom. She is in. And even Tea Party leaders are saying they're for her on mainstream news. And we've got to have her. Man, she's great. Of course, Justice Stevens is leaving. Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the next few months is reportedly going to announce she's leaving as soon as they get Kagan in. And so we'll probably have some other woman or man who is a total globalist and openly anti-freedom, just the entire Bill of Rights. Maybe to be a Supreme Court justice, you've got to burn the American flag and Bill of Rights and dance around on its ashes. I mean, if you do that, that's it. You're galactic ruler. I mean, it's automatic. How long did we tell you about the bank's plan to implode the global economy and that gold would explode in prices? That's all happening. We'll go over the latest developments there. And see, I told you so. This is going to be big breaking news. Big. This is big. What I'm going to cover when we come back is huge. And it just got posted at Infowars.com 60 seconds ago. It just went live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends, Thursday, the 13th day of May, 2010. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv today, simulcasting the radio show and living video color in the second, third, and fourth hour. We're going to go into the global financial meltdown by design, the latest developments, the takeover of the Supreme Court by people who are 100% publicly against the Bill of Rights, just outrageous treason going on that front. L.A. votes in favor of Arizona boycott. It just goes on and on and on. I have talked to a Hollywood insider. I have also talked to two members of Robert Rodriguez's crew who were Hispanic, with his new film Machete coming out September 3rd of this year in about 4 months. And I have received the script, the latest script used in the film. And I have confirmed with the Hollywood insider who has seen the film that it is worse than what I even said last week. No wonder Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's crew contacted us. No wonder they're upset. I have the script. Now, the Hollywood Insider obviously will not show us the film, isn't going to send us the film. He was allowed to see it at a L.A. internal screening for insiders, but he confirmed it. But it doesn't matter. I have the script. I have the entire script, and this is not a spoiler alert because we're not here talking about entertainment. We're talking about race war. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. That is the Infowars.com Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes article that just went live about 10 minutes ago at Infowars.com with a new 10-minute video that Aaron has spent 2 days painstakingly putting together. We shot this Tuesday night, and he worked on it yesterday and this morning, and it is done with all the documentation and close-ups of the highlighted areas of the script for mainstream media and others like Raw Story that have been making fun of me. Raw Story said in the first line that it basically isn't even a real movie, that I'm just making it all up. And they said, oh, we can't find the trailer. Fox has pulled it. And they did pull it. Why do you think Fox pulled it last Friday before I'd even covered it? I didn't cover it till Sunday. Because Fox is funding it, the film Machete, and they put out a special trailer, the official trailer, saying this is a message for Arizona. And it is just unspeakable. It is so far beyond what I could even imagine. The trailer is nothing compared to the script. And again, my office has talked to a well-known Hollywood insider who obviously cannot come on the show because of repercussions they would face. And they say it is worse than what I've even said. Well, you know, I got that news this morning. I had discovered the error of my ways when we got the script Tuesday morning. And by the showtime, I hadn't had time to read the whole thing. I read it Tuesday evening and shot the video that is now up on Infowars.com. So I apologize to everyone. It's far worse than I thought, far worse than I had said. And after I go over all of this in the next hour, I'm going to open the phones up again for about 45 minutes just for Hispanic Americans to get their take on this, because I did this last Sunday when all we had was the trailer. And every caller agreed with me and was concerned, the Hispanic callers, and understood what's going on and said that they're intimidated and shouted down and called porchos constantly by the massive Mexican population that's poured in from Mexico if they wear American flag shirts, if they have an American flag on their car, if they have an American flag flying outside their business or home. They are told, you are traitors, this is Mexico, we are going to get the gringos, we are communist, this is a revolution. And this has been going on behind the scenes for decades. The CIA, the Ford Foundation, big money, are funding it all so that we can be played off against each other. And Robert Rodriguez, who knows if Robert Rodriguez will even release the film he has basically finished. Because Fox is now having a chance to see it. Hollywood insiders are really scared of this. Because let me tell you something. There's already racial attacks against gringos going on all over the place. Police being killed. Attacks on police. People being raped and killed. Ranchers having their homes burned down. They're being murdered. It's in the news every day. It's in the news today. Mexico has fully collapsed. Over a year ago, we had a Texas senator on who confirmed that martial law had secretly been declared by the federal government on the Texas and Arizona border. This is an emergency situation. And this film goes far beyond race war. I will just tell you now, it forms a religious cult. I have studied the sociology and anthropology of Mesoamerica. It makes Machete a saint. They pray to him. All whites who want to control the border in the film are murderers. They crucify Catholic priests. They desecrate Catholic churches. They attempt to murder Hispanic children. They murder Hispanics en masse, which again is a false flag. It's a false claim. It's not true. But don't worry. A mestizo Chicano uprising slaughters them, and there is a new church formed. Machete is now the Christ, and he brings murder and death to the gringo. I mean, it is pure CIA brainwashing, 110%. This is an invocation to complete and total race war. In fact, you guys gave me this Sunday, and I can't find it in my stack. Go to Troublemaker Studios. That's Rodriguez's studio, IMDb. Give me all their numbers. Give me that, because next hour I'm going to give his phone numbers out for citizens that are concerned about this information. We are going to cover this. It is, again, people say, well, it's just a movie, Alex. Yeah, a movie that mirrors things that are really going on, and that basically it's like Birth of a Nation, which made the Ku Klux Klan go from maybe 20,000, maybe 100,000, no one's sure, to 2 to 3 million. Historians aren't quite sure, but they know of it several million. It shows blacks engaging in massacres of whites, blacks raping whites. It strawmans them. It sets them up. And the Klan went from very small numbers to being one of the biggest political movements in the United States, and they engaged in all sorts of persecution and abuse and massacres of black Americans. And let me tell you something. You know, I took some film school. Aaron Dykes has a degree in it from UT. He's the one that pointed out it's like this script is Birth of a Nation. It is Birth of a Nation. It is the birth of a mestizo, race-based, race war religion. I mean, this thing is targeting immigrants. Gang members are the heroes in it, murdering the white devils. And it's the Mexican gangs that are obsessed with Santeria and all the rest of it. It is pure and total unmitigated mind control. And I'm asking everyone to go to Infowars.com. That's where it's posted. It's not even on PrisonPlanet.com yet. And get leaked machete script confirms race war plot. A script leaked from the upcoming Robert Rodriguez Machete confirms fears that the film seeks to build up a racial cult figure who kills for the cause of illegal immigrants. They plan to make it a whole, you know, chain of films. Alex Jones first put out a video warning of the potential of Machete to kickstart race war after he was warned by two Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's production crew about its offensive message. Last week, an internet-hyped illegal trailer for the film revealed many politicized aspects added to the already violence-laced film premise of the pissed-off Mexican, quote, who wipes out his American enemies with a machete and a mob. The 70s exploitation-style film was first spoofed in Rodriguez and Tarantino's Grindhouse before it was fully developed as a feature. It is, however, no longer a joke. Now that the production for Machete is wrapping up in Austin, it is clear that its racially driven plot plays upon the stereotypes, pejorative, across cultural terms, and exacerbated divisions between immigrants and white people particularly. The film is dangerous because it glorifies Machete as a hero, invoking his fictional racial struggle alongside clear parallels to current events and headlines ripped from topical news. We have already seen episodes of violent attacks, declarations of violent intent at protests such as Arizona and Santa Cruz, California, and demonstrable anger over attempts at regulations such as Arizona's recent controversial legislation. Further, the script seeks to build a cult icon of Machete, a character who Rodriguez plans to expand into sequel enterprises. By the end, the vicious revenge killer, because again, the whites are murdering priests, murdering children, murdering everyone. They all deserve it. Remember that. And don't worry, any Mexicans that are pro-America, they get killed too. By the end, the vicious revenge killer is cast in the holy light of a martyr. But he doesn't die. His likeness is placed on religious candles, as the Virgin Mary or Jesus Christ would be. We have links to the script references. Vulnerable illegal immigrants seeking to evade crude militiamen characters as they cross the border pray to Machete for protection in hopes that they will wipe out their enemies. And Machete comes like Christ out of the sky. I mean, it is just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt that Robert Rodriguez is a absolute racist. He hates white people with every facet of his soul. He is a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan member, and he is forming a Birth of a Nation movement.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
A private global banking cartel is criminally destroying every nation's sovereignty through economic warfare. The United Nations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hundreds of mainstream news articles reporting, oh, new vaccines will cure you of drug addiction. Live viruses go in and attack certain ganglia, certain nerve clusters in certain areas of the brain so that you can never be addicted again. Yes, those same receptors are meant to pick up your natural endorphins. That's the type of news we have here. Meanwhile, we've got to deal with Robert Rodriguez making a Birth of the Nation Chicano film. We're going to make sure he goes down in history for this as someone who invoked race war in this country if they release the film the way they have produced it. And again, some people get confused in the YouTube video we posted and others and say, don't call for censorship, it's his freedom. No. First Amendment doesn't mean that I agree with everything. John Yoo at the Bush White House says we're allowed to torture children in front of their parents, and then I come out and say that's illegal and unlawful and wrong. It's my First Amendment to criticize it. It's my First Amendment to criticize machete. It's my free speech. It's my free speech to criticize Robert Rodriguez. It's my free speech. I'm not calling for this film to be pulled. Fox was pulling it by Friday, pulling the trailer, because they understand it shows a bunch of racial violence with white people saying racist, provocative things about Hispanics, actors, and then saying this is a message to Arizona with images of illegal aliens with sniper rifles trying to shoot politicians. What do you expect? But they're going to release the film, I believe, the way it is currently presented. And that's fine. I've got my free speech to criticize it. You understand that? Free speech doesn't mean you agree with everything. Free speech means you have free speech. And that's what I'm going to have coming up in the next hour when I break this down. Leaked machete script confirms race war plot. So mainstream media, film reviewers have seen it. And they're like, oh, it's so cute. It's so wonderful. It's such a good film. And it's right out of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Because it's not just Minutemen they demonize, who've never hurt anybody. The media has tried to lie about that in setups. Anyone who's pro-Second Amendment, anyone who's in a militia, wants to murder and does murder Hispanics and deserves to die. Just total government demonization of our Second Amendment, of our militia. That, by the way, is filled with Hispanics, black folks, Asians, you name it. And the feds have always been caught creating radical militias that say racist things to demonize militias. It's all theater, just like this film is theater. And I would up this from a 90% chance to a 95% chance, talking to the Hollywood Insider. And Rob News separately talked to another Hollywood Insider that wants to talk to me. Who's been by the office before, so I guess that's two Hollywood Insiders. They're saying it's worse than what I said last week. Now I know that. I have the script. But that they've seen the film and that it's a virtual certainty because this shows gang members as heroes murdering gringos. And there will be violence. And I guess that's what Robert Rodriguez wants. I guess that's what he's into. Now, he's an American citizen. He's from Austin, Texas. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, I live here in Austin. I've never tried to be in movies. I've been contacted. I've been put in Waking Life and Scanner Darkly. I've gotten to work with Woody Harrelson and also the current star of Iron Man. Downey. I've got to work with Winona Ryder. I've gotten to work with Keanu Reeves. I've gotten to work with so many great people, and this is a close-knit Hollywood community here in Austin. I mean, I've met Robert Rodriguez. I've run into and met Quentin Tarantino. And I don't go to castings. I don't try to get roles. But at the same time, you know, coming out against Robert Rodriguez closes a lot of doors here in Austin, Texas. I don't care, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a sellout. I'm not somebody that gauges what I say and what I do off of how it's going to affect me. If that was the case, I wouldn't have exposed 9/11 months and months before it happened and on the day and lost 2/3 of my stations. We've gained them back. I wouldn't have come out and expose everything that we've done here. We just tell the truth. That's it. Let the chips fall where they may. Trust in God. But Speaking of God, I wasn't even sure how I was going to cover this when I first saw the trailer. It was kind of on the back burner. Then I got contacted by Hispanics working on it who were upset because they know this is also meant to demonize Hispanics, not just gringos.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. Thank you for joining us today. The good news is populations worldwide are waking up to the true government, the illegitimate shadow banking cartel that's not so shadow anymore. And these are the type of headlines I have. Bankers jailed, sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. AFP, Agency French Press. Here's another one. France 24. Greek demonstrators say plutocracy should pay for the crisis. That means the banking elite, the interlocking group of criminals. Protesters rushed the government facilities in Ireland over the weekend. This is all over foreign news, but almost a complete blackout here in the United States. Then we have articles like this. In job market shifts, some workers are left behind. Jobs are never coming back. New York Times. Remember the head of the IMF 2 weeks ago, now almost 3 weeks ago, saying, hey, the good times are over for rich nations. It's over. And we all hear about austerity. Oh, they're going to cut spending and raise taxes. Yeah, cut certain spending and rotate it over to interest on the debt to bankers that isn't owed. It's a fraud. But like cancer, they're tied into everybody's 401ks and stocks, and that's why they think they've got the ace in the hole, that they can hold everybody hostage and just incrementally destroy the economy and consolidate everything. And that's why we're going into an authoritarian system. You know, when you have tyranny, troops on street corners in black uniforms with machine guns, when you have checkpoints and naked body scanners and school laptops watching kids at home and all of the things that go with a secret police, it isn't just that you live in a police state. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. You know, the government doesn't care about me. I'm going to bend over to whatever happens. No, that's not what's going to happen here. Tyranny is always brought in to loot you, to rob you, to render you down to the level of bankrupt slaves, feudal plantation serfs. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops. I mean, look at the mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, CNBC. If you don't like banker bailouts, you're a racist. If you don't like government takeover of health care, a new tax, you're a racist. You need to be arrested if you don't believe in anthropogenic global warming. You are evil. You know, they're teaching the kids this. This is to shut down free speech. And now if Mexico's collapsing, tens of thousands being killed a year, people being murdered all over the Southwest, race war already going on, one-sided, what does the media do? They have sitcoms and dramas and movies where anybody for controlling the border is a racist piece of trash, a piece of scum. All these TV shows where Minutemen are murdering innocent immigrants. I mean, this machete is only a small part of that. So that we can be imploded into weak, impotent global regions that are not controlled by our governments. So the people have no way of getting control of their lives again. Think about how asinine it is that we supposedly can't control our borders when Mexico has some of the most draconian border rules in the world. We have the most open border system in the world. And then the people that have been brought here have been brainwashed by the media and the culture that if they see American flags on a car, you've seen it on the news, rip them down. If you see an American flag at a post office, pull it down, burn it, run a Mexican flag up in one case, or put it upside down with a Mexican flag above it. And then when citizens try to put the American flag back up, they get beat up and the police arrest them. When the illegals attack police, the police run. When citizens try to peacefully demonstrate, the police fire sound cannons, rubber bullets, and release police dogs on old women. The message is the illegals are protected. 800-plus cities above the law. Don't get arrested for drunk driving. Don't get arrested for serious crimes. It's on record. Don't get arrested with $105,000 in cash. Cops let them go. But if you're a citizen, it's over. This is all happening. Why? Because it's the key to the globalist program to bring down the United States, just like unchecked immigration to Europe is the key to this program. But the new British Prime Minister, supposedly a conservative, he's going to keep the borders open because that's what he's been put in power to do. This is divide and conquer. Now, I want to go over the news and also take your phone calls ahead of my analysis of the machete script next hour. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. For anybody that wants to call in, and I'll go through a bank or two of calls, then I'm going to break down the latest developments on machete. See, I told you so. Worse than I said. We have the script. I've talked to Hollywood insiders that have seen the film. They say it's worse than I said. What would make two Hispanic members of Robert Rodriguez's crew speak out against this privately and say they're worried about a backlash against Hispanics? This is a double-edged sword. It's meant to divide whites and Hispanics. It's meant to make whites fear Hispanics and to make Hispanics fear whites. When last time I checked, it's got to be more than half the people I know who are Hispanic are married to white people. And vice versa. I mean, my God, Hispanic Americans integrate into the Republic very, very well. I mean, you know, they like private property. They like to work hard. They like guns. But the system is there at the universities and high schools and elementary schools and the middle schools teaching them, You want to be a revolutionary? Hate gringos. You got to be a communist. All funded by the bankers. This is sick. And I hope Robert Rodriguez has just been completely played by this and isn't a complete and absolute racist being manipulated. But, I mean, how could he not be? My God, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that Fox would put this out. Turned out they had a bidding war with the Weinsteins, who previously put Rodriguez's films out. They're the distributors. Turns out they lost a bidding war, even though his last two films have been failures. They wanted this film bad because they know it is a serial of films where he is a gringo-killing god. He is Christ. He is worshipped. And the whites are evil demons who try to murder Hispanic children, who murder Hispanics, who desecrate churches and laugh about it and crucify Catholic priests played by Cheech Marin. Just incredible. And meanwhile, this is all a right-wing militia based in Austin, Texas, in the movie, shot at the Texas Capitol. I looked it up. It was actually shot there, not green-screened, not blue-screened. With Robert De Niro and Jessica Alba and Steven Seagal and Don Johnson, and the list goes, I mean, star-studded. This is a psyop. So we'll take whoever's calls, but coming up later for at least an hour, and that's after I even break down Machete, an hour of Hispanics. Agree with me? Disagree with me? People who are communists, who believe in the La Raza or the Mecha and believe I am the devil seed. I mean, it's just like the white supremacist ideology that they're the supreme race and they're God and all this. I have video. Well, I've got it somewhere here in the office. I can't find it. Guys, call Steve Mason. He's the guy that is in Austin and has all this archive. He was supposed to call me Monday and he didn't. I want the Gus Garcia mayor video. When he was mayor a few years ago, saying, we are the supreme master race descended from aliens, and we are the God race. I mean, it's just, and that's what this film is. Yeah, the Hutus were the God race when they killed the Tutsis in Rwanda with machetes. And by the way, in Latin America and in Mexico, the machete is the symbol of uprisings, of killing the rich people. And guess who's rich? If you're 700 square foot or 500 square foot apartment is 1 foot bigger than one of these La Raza people, you're rich. You're a rich gringo who's got to die. If you've got $2 in your bank account more, if you've got a car with a newer paint job, it's over for you. You are scum. You are trash. You are evil. Well, here's the deal. I'm 36 years old, folks. I'm not some hippie. And my parents brought me up to be colorblind. And I have no guilt, and I've not done a stinking thing to anybody. And I refuse to drink the tribal, that's what it is, tribalism, divide and conquer Kool-Aid. But at the same time, I'm not self-hating. The only way to prove you're not a racist in America, if you're white, is to stand up on a rooftop and scream, I am scum, I am filth, and throw your children off 50 stories down and then slit your own throat and scream, I am trash, I am scum, I am evil, I worship you, I am trash, I am scum, I am evil. You've got to worship Mexico collapsing. You've got to worship illegal aliens above the law. Don't have to show anything but a fake matricula ID to get a bank account, but a citizen's got to show two to four kinds. A citizen gets arrested for drinking beer, driving a car. Illegals don't. It's all on record. You've got to say, I worship that. I worship that. I am trash. I am scum. I am filth. You've got to do that. And I'm not going to. And the spell is broken. It's over. We're not under mind control anymore. I will say the health care bill was written by the insurance companies as a ripoff. You can call me a racist all day. It has nothing to do with it. Everybody sees through you. You can play your racial politics. See, what racial politics is intimidating the majority group so you can tax and control them, teaching them to be self-hating and loathing, so you can attach whatever political agenda you want on that after you've intimidated through guilt and buffaloed people. Then you can simultaneously fill all the minority groups through absolute vicious hatred. They can scream any form of racist trash they want about white people all day, and you are to fall down and worship that, or you are a racist. And you see them using it as a weapon. Oh, you don't like Obama selling out our sovereignty. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama increasing the budget. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama raising taxes. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like Obama breaking all his promises. You're a racist. Oh, you don't like the healthcare takeover. You're a racist. Oh, you're protesting against the banker bailouts. You're a racist. No, no, no. I don't care what you call me. You understand that? And the people don't care. Have you noticed? They don't care anymore. And I'm putting the message out to everybody. We need Hispanic leaders now. And I know they're out there because I've talked to them, but we need to put them up there in the spotlight. We need to build up Hispanic leaders who are proud of their heritage and who are proud of their freedom and understand that collectivism has enslaved Latin America, who will stand up and speak out to be leaders, not just of Hispanics, but of everybody in this country. Because this country in the Southwest is more than half Hispanic. We passed that Rubicon 3 years ago. In Texas schools, over 60% of the school children are Hispanic. Hispanics are the future of this country. It's true when they say white people have committed suicide. You have 1.3 children. For every two white people, they have 1.3. Okay? And the great judge of all of this is looking at a child. Looking at a black child, looking at a Hispanic child, looking at an Asian child. I love them all. I want them to go to the stars. I want them to live in peace. I want humanity to not be enslaved by the globalist. It's that simple. And that's why I will never embrace, even though they push it. See, that's how it works. Racism's put out by whites. That makes Hispanics become more racist. Hispanics put out racist tribal stuff. That makes whites who were never racist get angry and say, I was a self-hating white. I bowed to you. I worshipped you. I eschewed everything that was Western culture. I dressed with my pants hanging down around my ankles. I got, you know, the Mac Daddy tattoos all over me. I talked like everybody else, but not my people. I did everything, and you still hate me. You see? That's what's going on here. And so you've got these arrogant, swollen race pimps. What do you think Mexico is? It's all a ruling class, ruling over everyone. Rodriguez is constantly down in Mexico. He's always been into the La Raza Mecha stuff. And it's just to him, it's fun to make a bunch of money and to promote the gang culture and to have on the cover, he's a savage, and to make Hispanics look like murdering savages, slaughtering white people. And that is why Hispanics who are married to gringos and who live next door to gringos and who go to barbecues with gringos and go fishing with gringos, they know the gringo doesn't hate them. They know the gringo's just bumbling around talking about sports teams and sucking their thumb, and they feel sorry for the gringo not having babies. They see the gringo dying, and they think, the gringo doesn't want to get me. They go down to Mexico and see how horrible it is, and they go, God, is this going to turn into Mexico? And Hispanic Americans who drive nice cars, live in nice houses, God forbid they get caught at the mall wearing an Old Navy t-shirt with an American flag, and Mexicans walk over and go, what you doing, Porcho? What you doing, Uncle Tom? What you doing, trash? What you doing, filth? We ought to knife you in the parking lot. Viva la raza, la reconquista, la, you know, invasion. La invasora. And it's all over the Mexican radio, all over the big government-pushed, banker-funded Spanish-speaking radio, just laughing and talking trash 24-7 about the scum gringos, the filth that are going to be dealt with. Oh, it's, and look at the stupid gringo. He can't even hear us. We're going to get him. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is what the media is promoting to create division in this nation. And I am speaking out against the Ku Klux Klan. I am speaking out against the black supremacist, and I am speaking out against La Raza and Mecha and Robert Rodriguez and everybody else that's pushing this. But the difference is the media has made it a taboo to be a white racist because that was the majority group they were intimidating, getting ready for enslavement. They've made it quasi-wrong for blacks to do it. You know, when a black professor says kill all whites and there's a standing ovation, the media says that's wrong. But when these Mecha-affiliated groups and others say it, the media says this is good. This is wholesome. This is right. Look, I've got economic news coming up. I've got incredible news with the Supreme Court Justice. I mean, heaven help us. How can you have someone who's about to be the new Supreme Court Justice with even conservatives not reporting on what she's doing when it's admitted that she's vehemently anti-Second Amendment, vehemently anti-free speech, vehemently anti-private property, a Goldman Sachs operative? By the way, you've got six Catholic members of the Supreme Court, and now three Jews on the Supreme Court. And I see these big Protestant newspapers and magazines saying, wow, this was a Protestant nation. What happened to it? Well, the rapture happened to it in the last 130 years. You were taught that you're supposed to lay down and never be involved in anything, and that you're supposed to sit there and suck your thumb all day and wait to be teleported off the planet by Chekhov up on the USS Enterprise with Captain Kirk up there. And so, of course... So just lay there, and again, I'm not bashing the fact that a court has no Protestants on it. I mean, that's what that would be racist. I mean, Protestants have nothing to do with being white, but it still would be. I think that Protestants or white people should not be able to hold any position in government anywhere. They shouldn't be able to own guns. They should all be executed. I mean, they're devils. I mean, they all deserve it. They're evil.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the
First, I was being sarcastic, agreeing with a black professor that says all whites should be killed and that white people are the devil. It's just this has all been pushed as acceptable by the media, and they now want to divide the American people against each other to sink this country. And we're very close to it happening. All right, coming up, Republican Tea Party hedges on rejecting enemy of the Constitution, Kagan. Kagan argued against Second Amendment and gun case. Kagan was not sympathetic as law clerk to gun rights argument. That's Bloomberg. Kagan involved in 911 cover-up. Kagan on Second Amendment. Again, another story where she's attacking it. On the banking issue, euro loses bounce from $1 trillion bailout. Gold hits fresh record on inflation fears. Gold price hits record as investors shy away from euro. Gold could explode to 3,000 as confidence in currency collapses. That's up on GCNLive.com. Here's another one. Editorial, the next 2,000-page bill, how it tracks every purchase you make, everything you do, the new banking bill. Has nothing to do with the banks being brought under control, everything to do with them taking control of you and your life. But don't criticize the banks or you're a white supremacist, the media basically says. Protesters attempt to storm Irish Parliament. They must be white supremacists. Of course, they're Irish storming white people, but they must be evil. Again, if you're for fresh air, you must be racist. If you're for freedom, you must be racist. It's all coming up. A banker's jailed sued as Iceland seeks culprits for crisis. They must be racist over in Iceland. White people arresting white people. Because, again, if you criticize the banks in any way, you must be a racist. Again, look how stupid it is. Look how obviously ridiculous it is. How it uses a weapon to beat politically correct brainwashed people over the head and always inject race into everything, creating race. Race division. That's political correctness. That's multiculturalism, is race war and enslavement. And everybody killing each other. By the way, I've looked at the numbers. The main race wars between blacks and Hispanics, with the Hispanic gangs carrying most of it out, and that's even admitted by the Justice Department. I mean, it's just an absolute nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I said I'd cover it all, but I want to go to your phone calls. It's so over the top. But the good news is the mainstream media is dying. Hollywood is falling apart. But they're trying to maintain control by creating total division. Funding white supremacists, funding, it's just sick. Damien in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I started listening to you about a year ago, and I'm from Vermont originally, and I went to the University of Vermont, as did a couple of my other brothers, and they have a program there that every student has to take unless you're in the agricultural program, which they might have to now, I'm not sure. It's called Racing Culture. And that was back in 1994 when I was there, but they started it before that, and it basically is taught by all blacks and Hispanics and a couple Native American professors. And you walk in and they tell you you're racist. It's the first thing they say.
They beat you over the head and they tell you white people are the devil.
Exactly.
No, I went through it too, and that's what woke me up. Good, keep it up.
And they basically, you couldn't argue with them. It was a quarter semester class. A half semester class, excuse me. And if you
it was a Soviet
them,
brainwashing camp to create division. Go ahead.
And they would fail you, and then you could not graduate unless you had a passing grade in this class. And you basically, I mean, I graduated number one in my class. I was magna cum laude, and it tore me up inside because I was brought up in a very conservative, right-thinking.
Hey,
like
I was in one of those classes and was getting Fs, and so I wrote articles bashing white people, and suddenly I was given A pluses, and they were saying, "Would you like to have coffee after class?"
That's what they do.
It's totally sick. That's what you pay for in college, to have your kids brainwashed. I tell you what, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.